I only saw him once. I had gone to a Midwestern city to see his son, and in the course of events, I was invited into his home for dinner. All during the meal, the man displayed a strong feeling of discontent. He seemed angry at the world. I was told by his son that when the man was alone, he sat in a dark corner of the room, brooding over his lot in life. He honestly thought that he was more clever and more intelligent than the people who made up his circle of acquaintances. The problem? They all lived in nicer apartments than he, all drove fancier cars than he, and all had larger bank accounts than he, and he resented it. In fact, it was eating him up from the inside. Webster's Dictionary defines envy as, and I quote, "a feeling of discontent, an ill will, because of another's advantages and possessions." It is a resentful dislike of another who has something one desires. Notice that. The person who is filled with envy is also filled with dislike for another. Not because of anything that other person has done, but because that person has something he or she doesn't have. And to allow envy to take root in one's life can lead a person to become resentful, bitter, and angry. And that is deadly. Why? Well, for one thing, it can isolate you from social fellowship with people. No one likes to be around a brooding, angry, bitter person. Therefore, if envy begins to play a dominant role in your life, you'll probably be lonely. The circle of people who once enjoyed your company will now shun you. There's another reason why envy is so deadly. To be envious is to live contrary to the Bible. The Apostle Paul was clear on this. His admonition was to rejoice with them that rejoice and weep with them that weep. A Christian should rejoice over the good fortune of others. Friend, as you analyze your own life, is there any telltale sign that a spirit of envy is taking root? If so, confess it as sin and step away from the deadly trap of envy. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.